Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank you for joining us today. And it's great that you are able to join us. So it is sunny and fall is just around the corner. I'm looking out my window and we've got some yellow leaves poking through already. I've actually been watching them turn yellow for the last month or so. So I'm looking forward to the season of bright colors and going back to school. And so we are happy to be doing a presentation today with Bookshare, and they're a great partner of ours. So we are doing the presentation on another year with Bookshare in partnership with HumanWare. I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Brenda McBride. I'm the product manager for the Classmate Reader, as well as discussing learning disabilities. So as we talked before, I'm at brenda.mcbride@humanware.com, or and that's the best way to get a hold of me. We also have a wonderful speaker today from Bookshare headquarters, Christina Cohen, and she's the education program manager. And Christina's now been with Bookshare almost, it's been over 2 years, isn't it, Christina?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years now.
Wow, that's wonderful. So we're really honored to have Christina join us today and take you through the first steps to get back into the school program. So you can reach Christina at KRISTINAC@benetech.org, and Benetech is BENETECH.org. Today our topic is going to be about a variety of things, looking at memberships for K-12 as well as college students and working adults. We wanted to give you some information so that you're ready to add students, remove students, or send them on their individual membership way. So we'll be also looking at how many books they have and trainings that are available for you as well. So there we go. So with this, I'm going to turn it over to Christina, and she's going to be able to guide us through our next little piece.
Great. Excellent. Thank you, Brenda, and it's wonderful to see so many of you on the line. So I'm going to tell you quite a bit about how to get memberships for different communities of individuals. And then tell you a little bit more about Bookshare and some of our new resources. One thing I want us to all keep in mind is Bookshare is a resource for individuals that spans their lifetime. And what I mean by that is that individuals or students with print disabilities can access Bookshare, and in the U.S., they can access Bookshare for free through the U.S. Department of Ed. And as individuals move from the K-12 community onto post-secondary, they can take Bookshare with them. Essentially, they can take Bookshare in their backpack onto college, and again, to use as a resource for getting accessible books. And then as individuals move on to the workforce, for example, they can continue to bring Bookshare with them. Again, these are for qualified individuals, and we do have membership options for those non-students or those qualified adults. And then even as people move on out of the workforce, we have many members that fit the category of older adults or elders who continue to use Bookshare and are learning about the different technology options out there, which is really a wonderful thing. In that, you know, you've got these older adults who really enjoy reading and are learning about new technologies and continuing to use Bookshare. So Bookshare really does span the lifetime of an individual with print disabilities. Let's go to the next slide. So Bookshare today, as I have alluded to, you know, Bookshare is an online library of accessible books for readers with print disabilities. So we have a very specific purpose. We only serve or work with individuals with qualified print disabilities. So our library caters a very specific community. We function under an amendment to the copyright law called the Chafee Amendment. So we are only able to function because we serve a specific population of people, and this actually makes us the world's largest library of its kind. I'm starting to see a outlook come up. That's all right. So Bookshare has over 100,000 members currently, and again, these are individuals with print disabilities. We have members in the U.S., but also internationally. We have over 80,000 books. We are adding thousands of books each month. So again, as I mentioned, this makes us the world's largest library of its kind. And we have thousands of organizations that are members with Bookshare who are serving individuals with print disabilities. We also, in the U.S., have a program called the NIMAC. It's the National Instructional Materials Access Center. This is a national central repository of accessible K-12 textbooks. We work with the NIMAC, and we currently work with 30 states who have named us an authorized user of the NIMAC, in that educators can come to us, search the NIMAC, find a textbook that they need to use with their qualified child or student, and we will go and get that book and deliver it to the educator in an accessible format, so in a format that they can use with their students with print disabilities. So this is a wonderful opportunity for 30 states in the U.S. currently. We're hoping to have more states sign us on as an authorized user. And for those international members, I mean, we continue to build our collection with books with international copyright permissions. So you're going to see more and more books available worldwide, but currently a lot of our textbook focus is on U.S. schools and U.S. textbooks. All right, let's go to the next slide. All right, so some nuts and bolts about membership. The key thing for membership for K-12 is that if you are a U.S. student with a qualified print disability, you can get a free membership from the U.S. Department of Ed Office of Special Education Programs. So any school or educator serving a qualified student can get a free membership to Bookshare. So let's actually go to the website, and I'm going to show you where you can sign up, and then those who are already signed up to Bookshare, how you update your rosters and get ready for the new school year. All right, so you'll notice here to the top left corner, I am logged in under my organizational membership. So I have a membership because I serve qualified students. So I have logged in. So for you individuals out there who are already a member and you need to update your student and staff rosters, where you need to go is to my organization. It looks like Brenda, I may need you to click on my organization. I don't know if I can actually access that. Thanks. Great. So let's go to members. So you who are already signed up and have your organizational membership, you can easily delete members. For example, if you have students that have moved out of your school, they've moved to a different school or they've moved on to college, you're going to want to do that.
Assuming you wanted members to click, I don't think you clicked it. There we go.
Please, yeah. Perfect. Okay, so you'll see here I have 4 students on my roster, a variety of grade levels, the qualifying disability, and what kind of plan they're on. All right. And actually, Brenda, can you see my mouse?
Yes. You.
Oh, okay, good.
Yep.
Yeah, perfect. So if you just need to remove a member, again, a member has moved on from your school or maybe on to post-secondary or into the workforce or has changed schools, before you delete a student, you may want to contact the other school and say, look, we have this great membership with Bookshare for the student. Let's continue this on in this new school or new setting. How can I help you maybe get this membership to transfer along with the student. So you as the educator, I know you're constantly advocating for your students, and that might be one thing you want to do with a student who's transitioning to a different school. So you can easily remove students essentially by clicking this box to the left of the student's name and then going down to remove member. And we don't necessarily need to do that, but yeah, you can. That's fine. Remove member. So very simple. And you'll notice on your roster, there'll be an automatic update. Great. Okay. And then to add a new member, you would go to the tab to the lower left, add a member. And And here you have an add a new user, new member window. And here you'll just enter the student's information, grade level, birth date, qualifying disability, and plan. And you'll save that information, and that student will be added to your roster immediately. And you can actually start downloading for that student. Okay, so very easy thing to do.
Do you want me to hit cancel?
Yeah. So in the same way that you can update your roster of students and add a student, you can do that with your staff or sponsors who are also going to be downloading for your qualified students. You'll select sponsors. And the main thing to remember here is sponsors will receive a welcome email from us. They will need to agree to our organizational terms, and they'll also get their own username and password. So it's very important to include an email that is, you know, the most current for a sponsor, and they need to look out for that welcome email. So in the same way that you can add or remove students, you can also add and remove sponsors. So the same way you would select a sponsor by clicking on the box to the left of the sponsor's name, remove a sponsor, or you can then go and select add a sponsor. And again, you want to put in an email that's most current and, warn that sponsor they've got to look out for that welcome email. So, again, as a qualified member of Bookshare, you're going to have access to all of our books, aside from the NIMAC source books, which are really only for K-12 U.S. students. But you will have access to over 80,000 books. Now, if you're not a member yet, we do have thousands of out-of-copyright books. We call them freely available or public domain. So I'd encourage you after this webinar to even go to Bookshare and search for our public domain books, and you could just try it out, see what we've got. Thank you, Brenna. That's great. So the way you find our freely available books is by going to Advanced Search and going to Books to Search and then select Freely Available Books. And it, like I said, there's about 4,500, so over 4,000 books.
And what's happening right now, just so that you know, if you want to choose a language, because it's coming up with Spanish books right to begin with, so if you want to just look at the English option, then choose the language, and that will just take you into the English selection, but you do have some other freely available books in different languages as well.
Yep. Great to note that, because we are international, so we are starting to add other foreign languages. For example, Hindi and Tamil, I guess that's how you say that. I probably pronounced that wrong, but we have many members in India. We work with different organizations in India who serve individuals, mainly individuals with blindness. And so the readership is growing in India. We also work with a variety of associations in India who help us process books. So they're scanning books, chopping, scanning, and doing the proofreading of books. So this has actually been a really exciting addition to the Bookshare collection and community.
So. Great. From the website, Christina, can you show us where you can look at who is qualified for who would be qualified to receive Bookshare material? And I do believe it's right in the Bookshare website that you always can come here and reference it.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you go to the top left corner and go to membership and select qualifications, there is going to be a chart of what the qualifications are. And, oh.
I'm not sure if we just found a bug or not.
Huh. I know they've been doing some updating. Interesting. I'm just trying to give you another option. Let's see.
If you have this, if you have that question specifically, then we also can send us an email, and we'll send you that that slide of information, or I'll forward you on to Christina.
Yeah, I mean, just to give you a quick synopsis, any individual with blindness, low vision, or severe physical disability like cerebral palsy where they cannot access or flip the pages of a traditional hard copy book, those individuals would qualify with no questions. Individuals with learning disabilities, that's where it gets a little more complicated, but someone with dyslexia, for example, would definitely qualify for Bookshare. And then we have a list of certifying professionals because we need the disability to be certified by one of the qualified professionals. And then that's essentially it. We will give you the option to sign up for Bookshare and then there are ways for us to contact you. We have very strict digital rights management, so every time you go to download a book, you have to enter in your password. We fingerprint and encrypt each book. So we take copyright law very seriously. So if you're talking with publishers, you can let them know that every book is marked with every qualified user. So we make a point of really securing our collection of books.
One of the other questions that we had that is timely to this is the add a new user, do we have to fax in the qualifying paperwork anymore?
With the organizational memberships, the K-12 organizational memberships, because you've signed the organizational agreement and you choose the add a student option online, we are not going to ask you to send us certifying paperwork. Or IEPs, for example. There are some organizations that will have a different sign-up process. I'm not going to get into that. It's a smaller community. So most organizations will have the option to do the online registration.
Great. There's one other question that I have regarding, so when I add a sponsor into Bookshare, we'll send them the agreement to the teacher that I added, and the answer to that is correct. They will receive an email that they need to.
Correct.
Yep. And the last one is qualifying student. What about autism in a self-contained class setting?
Right, so that student would not necessarily qualify unless they have the accompanied severe learning disability or potentially physical disability. That question comes up a lot, and we're happy to, work with you on that. So in most cases, autism alone is not going to qualify the child.
Great. So those were the two main things. Our thought was looking at my organization and adding other people that can help you out is that the students will then have an opportunity to add to their collection, meaning that you will download more books if there's more than one person downloading. So I'm glad that we went through the adding members as well as adding sponsors to help you out. So there is also the feature of uploading a roster, but as Christina said, when you add a new member, it will instantly add versus waiting for Bookshare to add in that information. Am I correct on that, Christina?
Yeah, it's more instant for sure.
Great.
The other thing I forgot to mention is with the members option where you're adding or deleting a member, you can also get individual memberships for your K-12 students. And I highly encourage this. This gives that student their own username password so they can use Bookshare from home. There are some students who may not be able to manage that, maybe some of the younger students, but I know several middle school age high school students who have their own memberships and are just going gangbusters with Bookshare, figuring out how to search for books and find books and research through Bookshare and also how to use the different technology. So, yeah, the way you do that is select your student and then go down to individual membership form. Select that, and basically you'll have the option to open up a, it's a PDF, yeah. And then you'll fill in the information. And for students under 18, you'll need to get the parent signature. And then you can fax that form, or the parent can fax the form back to Bookshare. And this sets up your students for independent learning, et cetera.
So the information is already in there for your students. So you don't have to retype anything. Yep. It's all ready to go. You just need to ask for signatures.
Right. So you'll see that all the student information is already there.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Great. So, Brenda, I think I'll have you log out of my account. And so for those of you who do not have a Bookshare membership yet, there are a couple options. When you come to the Bookshare homepage, there's a sign-up link. So when you go there to that left corner under email, you'll go to sign up. And here you have the option if you are a K-12 organization serving students with qualified print disability, you can select this organizational sign up. Or for students who are over 18 years old or older, so for example, those students that we've talked about, you know, going into post-secondary, they can take Bookshare with them, take Bookshare in their backpacks onto their university environment. And Brenda is much more an expert of sort of self-advocacy at the university level. We've done several webinars on that topic. We probably actually have some recordings available for people to listen to. But I think part of that is it's important to check in with student disability services and to see if the university has a membership already and, you know, what other resources are available for you. But I highly advocate that those students moving on to college, you know, you working with those students at the high school level can really encourage your student to get their own individual membership. And for those qualified students, it's going to be free. It will continue to be free even into adult education. And then if you're a child under 18, you can go ahead and get your own individual membership. That's fine. Parents can do that. But I also advocate that the organizations get a membership.
And the reason for having both of those options is that with the organizational membership, if you do have material that is accessible, that you have textbooks with in the NIMAC, you then can have access to that. Your students will not have that collection. But my thought is the more the students have access to digital content, the more that opportunities they have to read, and exposure makes a big difference. So using the technology to read is critical, and it creates pathways as we continue to do it consistently. We need to make sure people have access to the books that they want to have, and so I love to empower individuals while they're in the school system, but as they move on as well outside of elementary and on into post-secondary or on into the workforce, that they have the materials they want to have access to.
Exactly. Yep. And then for those individuals who are now, you know, no longer in school, not enrolled in adult ed, in the workforce or out of the workforce, and they're avid readers, these are, again, qualified individuals, you can also have a Bookshare membership. There is an annual fee. There's a one-time $25 registration fee, and then it's a $50 membership fee each year. So that is absolutely an option for those qualified individuals. The way you would get there is, again, selecting that I am over 18 option. One thing I want to mention is we are running a promotion in connection with the American Disabilities Act. I think this is going through the end of August. If you know some individuals who qualify for Bookshare and they're not a student, they can go and sign up as an individual, and they will get a 3-month free membership. There's a 20 book per month limit, but it's 3 months free to use Bookshare. And then after those 3 months, they can decide if they'd like to pay for a Bookshare membership. So that is the ADA promotion. It goes till the end of August. So I'd encourage you, if you're talking with adults who have qualified for Bookshare to sign up for that and give Bookshare a try.
There was someone that wanted to have an explanation of what the difference between a print disability and how does that differ from someone with a reading disability, or does it?
So our qualification criteria comes from copyright law, not education law. And that's why we use the language like print disability. We can function because of the Chafee Law, which again is a copyright amendment. So our criteria is going to sound very copyright legalese and less educator wording or language. We also base our criteria on it's got to be something that's physically based. And there's a lot of research out there that says dyslexia has a physical basis. So, you know, there are a lot of students, for example, who are just reading below grade level because they struggle a bit in reading, and maybe because of environmental factors or language factors or learning English as a second language. Those individuals would not necessarily qualify because it's not really proven that their print disability is physically based. So, you know, I know there's a lot of language used in IEPs around reading disabilities, but if you know a student who could benefit by having something like Bookshare and they have some kind of physical disability or showing signs of dyslexia, you know, you can note in those IEPs that they have a print disability, they need accessible books, they need special accommodations with reading tools. That's the kind of language you can start to include in IEPs. And in most cases, then you'll be able to get access to Bookshare.
And if I just, you know, I'm getting some questions about this, and the professional needs to be able to say that this person has a disability in this area. And so one of the questions is, do students who have learning disabilities that impact visual processing memory qualify, since the information processed through the auditory channels will increase retention and comprehension? As the professional who is writing or qualifying that this student has a print disability, that's who really give the check mark or the go-ahead that this is a viable service for the student to address that that print disability. So
yeah.
There was another question about when I said that students cannot have access to NIMAC materials. They are not individually able to have access to download those books independently. The sponsor or the instructor, the person through the school system, is the person that has access to the NIMAC material.
Correct.
And they're the ones that can download it for the student.
Yeah, and that's a NIMAC policy. I think it's a protection for publishers.
Mm-hmm. So great.
Okay, good. You know, I think before we leave the website, I just want to point out a couple of sort of new resources for people. We have a new Bookshare blog up here to the top right corner. I encourage you to check that out. And the reason for that is it really has great information in terms of popular books, stories about Bookshare members who are using Bookshare and the ways they're using Bookshare and how it's helping them read, some articles about assistive technology, resources for individuals with print disabilities. So take a look at that, and we encourage you to sign up on our blog and also add comments. Great. And then another new resource we have, and you'll have to go back to the Bookshare website, and actually you can go here and select Bookshare. If you, let's see. I can see it here. To the far right, looks like it's still, there you go. Far right, we have this ideas forum. So if you select ideas, we are working on several different things, developing an application for Mac products, for Apple products like the iTouch and the iPad. So for individuals who qualify for Bookshare, they can go, and if they have an iPad, for example, they can go and access Bookshare and start downloading books on their iPad. And these books will be completely accessible. So we are working on those types of applications. We are also working on an open source browser technology where anyone can actually go onto the web, search for books, and they will be accessible from the web. So that will be coming out. And then we're always just interested in getting feedback about how better we can, you know, improve our services and what other technology people are using where they could see Bookshare.
Someone just needed to be clarified, and it was around students that are going, or you would like to have memberships at home, is also free, so they can have that free membership at school and at home, and there's no charge for that that organizational membership or the individual membership. It's due to a wonderful grant that Bookshare has received.
Correct.
Great.
We also have presence on Facebook and Twitter. I encourage you to check that out. We're also going to be launching a Bookshare mentor program. So if you sign up, you're a Bookshare member, we are going to be offering some opportunities to train your colleagues. And we'll have different curriculum you can use, different tips. I hope to build a community forum for teachers to communicate, exchange ideas. And I see Brenda has included a promo. All right.
And it also talks about those people that are also international on this particular call. There is, you can have access to Bookshare as well. It's $75, $25 setup fee, and $50 annual fee for Canadians and Americans. And I do believe that's the same for Australians. But if you are from a different country that have joined us today, Just indicate the country and send us a question, and we'll get you that opportunity to become a Bookshare member and the cost for that for the year.
So as I mentioned, many K-12 textbooks, most of these are pretty U.S.-based, a lot more files from academic publishers. So I think you'll recognize some of these, Encyclopedia Britannica, Princeton Modern Language Association, Merriam-Webster. So we have encyclopedias and also dictionaries. Great resources for those students in post-secondary. We have a number of partnerships, mainly with U.S. universities, but that's also expanding internationally. And we've got university presses. Obviously, many of these books will be applicable for students worldwide. And then I always like to emphasize we have a lot of resources for individuals in transition, whether it be from K-12 to university or university to the workforce or career change or, you know, people just making some kind of transition in their life. We have a lot of books on those different topics. Key trade publishers, I think a lot of these are going to be familiar to you, O'Reilly, Scholastic, and then some of the training resources we have, I've mentioned the mentor program, but we have a whole range of online learning guides, professional development workshops that schools can sign up for, and then other learning modules that are free and available for teachers in training or educators working already. And these are all available from our website from the help section under training. And then we always encourage you to stay connected. And, you know, you can always contact us. When you go to Bookshare, there's a contact us option.
And there's also a HumanWare contact us as well. And so both HumanWare and Bookshare, we both do trainings for individuals. So if you do have some units and you need to have some training, let us know, and we're able to do that even through just virtual training, and sometimes that works really well to get your questions answered. So just letting you know that the Classmate is a portable option for individuals to be using, and this allows you to have synchronized text and speech, and it's great partnership with Bookshare because we are able to see the text on the screen, put in voice notes, text notes, vary that playback speed, and also navigate through the document. And I love that we can put in voice notes. So those individuals that don't enjoy writing notes can summarize what they read over time. And I was talking today about the voices that we have in text-to-speech engines. And over time, students with learning disabilities or print disabilities, it becomes their internal voice, and they just replace it, which is interesting. So we also have a companion software, and this is a great resource. If you do have the classmate, you're able to transfer PDF files that are not locked, Word documents, and it also helps to transfer Bookshare files without them being unzipped, so you don't have to worry about that. You can put it on your desktop. Bookshare has video links that tells you, that will assist you in downloading information. And so the link is presented to you right now. And then we also have tutorials on the Classmate. This is the link for it. And I'm going to take you into the site for our page. Let me just head out of here. So in HumanWare, I wanted to let you know that under our products tab, we actually did a great presentation with Mario about 2 weeks ago looking at the Classmate and downloading with Bookshare. So if you notice on the screen here, if you go to HumanWare under products, the product presentation tab, we have information about the session, and then you're able to download this or listen to it as just MP3 or to come back and watch it as a Windows Media video or a Flash file. So, and there's other information about international presentations. So there's quite a few pieces of information as well. And for those people that have not visited it but would like to know about the My Dream Classroom, it's a great resource that people can take a look at to look at how different tools work together. And Bookshare is on here, so you always can come back, and it looks at supportive tools for those students that are in elementary school, high school, or college, and there's different tools depending on the students that you're working with. So this just provides a lot of information about different tools and the library resources, so you can come in here and learn about Bookshare as well as other tools. So if you're looking at the Classmate, it shows what you can work with and what tools you can work with. So it's another great resource. People can actually win different prizes, and so just letting you know that that's available to you. With that, we've covered a lot of information that we wanted to today, so please feel free to contact us, and we will send out that information that Christina and myself said that we would, and we'll include that in an email so that you have the promotion for ADA and the promotion just so you can identify to Bookshare that you heard about Bookshare through HumanWare as well. With this, I'm going to open up any questions that you might have, and we'll continue answering those. But otherwise, our formal presentation is done, I believe, Christina. So what is there anything else you wanted to cover?
Yeah, I don't think so. I just want to be sure if individuals do have questions, feel free to email me. And I know this is sometimes a lot to absorb, but we are definitely a resource for individuals, and we continue to build our collection with more and more resources. I also encourage folks, if they have book requests, let us know. You can let us know through the contact us option. In a lot of cases, if there's a book you need for educational purposes and you don't see it in the Bookshare collection, let us know, and we in most cases will go out and buy the book and chop it, scan it, and make it available digitally for you. So this is a great opportunity, and this is all through funding through the U.S. Department of Ed.
And where do they enter that information again, Christina, under Contact Us?
Yeah, Contact Us, and you will select Requesting a School Book. And then We just ask you enter the title, author, ISBN, and any other, you know, relevant information. And we will be in touch with you about that.
How long do book requests usually take?
So if it is like a older textbook, harder to get, we actually in most cases will ask you to send us a hard copy textbook if you have it available. That will help us. If not, we're going to have to search and try and find the book. So it may take us a little time to purchase the book and then obviously process the book. And textbooks are a little harder just because of their larger books with more graphics. So textbooks can take up to 2 months, and then non-textbooks, sometimes a week to a few weeks. Those are faster.
Great. Another question, and it's a great one. Kurzweil's come out with a new software, version 12. So we recently upgraded our Kurzweil software to version 12. I noticed on the liner notes on the cover that it is compatible with Bookshare. Does this mean that we no longer need Read Out Loud?
So Kurzweil works very well with our books, and there are a lot of schools using Kurzweil. It's really an excellent option. You know, then as a member, you also get access to two free reader software programs. One is called Victor ReaderSoft, and this is a HumanWare product, and it's traditionally used by individuals with visual impairments. And then we also have a Read Out Loud Bookshare edition from Don Johnston that's free for members and works very well for students mainly who need some additional study tools, options to look up words, et cetera. So, you know, I don't think it hurts to have both available. I mean, our reader software is going to be free for members, so you can always download that, install it on one of your school computers, and use it for your students. I'm assuming you're paying for Kurzweil, so, you know, but it's also an excellent tool. So I think either option is fine. Read Out Loud also sells their solo version. This will work with Bookshare books, but again, it's going to take some investment from the school.
So if they already have Kurzweil in place, then it is compatible and they don't need to re-download the Read Out Loud, is what I heard you say.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you want to keep things simple, I would stick with one reader software, and then you can get your students and teachers trained on one tool.
Okay. Another question is regarding the NIMAC. The question that I have has to do with how long it takes Bookshare to turn around a book that is currently available in the NIMAC and requires formatting for student use. Does a digital NIMIS file also take 2 months to convert?
Right. Great question. No, it takes us a week. We're really fast with NIMAC. So if the book is in the NIMAC and you see it there, you request it from us, we will have it to you within a week. That's the simplest option.
And is there extra documentation that they need to have in place to have access to the NIMAC collection? I know that we've talked about sometimes private schools and that. So if we can explain that a little bit, that would be great.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So NIMAC policy is the student must have an IEP. So if your student does not have an IEP, they unfortunately will not be able to get access to NIMAC. So the student must have an IEP. In most cases, all cases, IEPs are furnished from the public school. So then it's the public school educator who will be able to download the book for the student. So those are the two requirements, that the student has an IEP and it's the educator downloading the book for the student.
Looks like we have a few questions if you have time. One is, does this mean that the higher ed does not have access to NIMAC?
Unfortunately, yes. It's a K-12 repository. So we have many partnerships with universities who are sharing their scanned books. So that's one option. The other option is to send us the hard copy book, and we'll chop it and scan it and proofread it and make it available within 2 months. So.
And that's great. And the other question is, can you restate the comment about the 504 plans?
Right. So students on a 504 will have access to all our books except the NIMAC source books. So the difference with NIMAC is you have to have the IEP. I hope that answers the question. I mean, a student with a print disability on a 504 plan will qualify.
Great. So I'm opening up the call for Alicia. So I'm just releasing her. She's on a telephone.
Uh-huh. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering if Texas was a qualified state, one of the 30?
It is.
Okay. I've had some problems. I tried to sign up my district last year, and I signed up and got a username and password, but then it got confused, and when I tried to load my students, something went wrong, and I didn't have a way to – I had a hard time contacting people. So what if I need to confirm my username and password for my district?
Yeah, can you email me, and I'll put you in touch with our membership team?
That would be wonderful. Just email the Christina C. at Benetech.
Correct, ChristinaC at Benetech.org.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
I had one other question.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, you were talking about a student who had an autistic qualification disability. Oftentimes when those students who are nonverbal are tried to, when they do testing on them, formal testing, they're unable to get accurate information because of the limited verbal capacity. So how can professionals document that a student is exhibiting print disabilities or a reading disability when their testing, formal testing measures are not usually able to be used?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And unfortunately, I'm not an expert on autism. Brenda, do you have any comments or...
I think it goes back to your assessor. They are given the rights to determine that, and they sign the form that says that they authorize that this individual has a print disability. That's what I would go back to, is look at your experts or the person that is saying that they have a print disability. That's their job, and they should be able to tell.
Okay.
So that, Christina, would you say that that's what I would say, the assessor?
Absolutely, and that is right. That's exactly our response here at Bookshare. So, again, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, the caller.
Elise.
Okay. Yeah, if you, in your email to me, if you have specific questions about a particular student, I'd be happy to talk with you offline about it.
Okay, that's awesome.
So, and there was someone that said, how do you find an assessor for an autistic student? And this is the catch-22 between response to intervention and having diagnosis. So you still have to have documentation to have access to the collection.
Absolutely.
So you still need to, if you suspect that your child has a print disability, the documentation is imperative as they move forward, so that they have access also once they leave high school as well.
Correct.
And so it's always good to make sure you have that documentation in place. I think that you had the question regarding, is the assessor a school psych or a doctor?
Yeah, so both work. Unfortunately, that qualifications page, we were having trouble accessing that. Is that any of that in our FAQs, the certifying professionals? Okay. Yeah, but we will send you all an email with that chart.
Yep.
I apologize, it's not coming up. But yes, a doctor would work, and did you say school psychologist?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, in most cases, yes.
Yeah, and the chart's really good. They usually would have done some reading tests to determine, and they're a reading specialist. So that those people that qualify give you authorization. So they said thanks on that. Here's another question. Are there any resources for higher ed that can be obtained in a short time frame within or without Bookshare? And my question is whether these are textbooks that you're looking at. There's a whole collection outside of, so there's 80,000 titles, if I'm not, just to reiterate, in the Bookshare collection. But they're looking at textbooks. So, Holly, another option for that, and I'm just going to speak to another tool as well. Yes, you could have Bookshare scan that if you want to. Another option would be to use scanning programs, or there's also the Intel Reader that will capture information. And what is cool is that it actually will create a kind of like a, it's a sub Daisy book. So I can transfer files from the Intel Reader onto classmates for different students as well. So it's another way to capture material quickly without having to wait.
Yep.
Do you have any other comments, Christina?
No, I think those are great suggestions. I mean, there, you know, there's other resources, online resources. You may have to pay a fee. I think Bookshare, scanning programs, Intel Reader. You know, I know there's a lot out there that might not be accessible to.
And sometimes one of the other keys is actually contacting the publishers and asking them for files. And we've done sessions in the past regarding documentation. We actually have a presentation coming up regarding copyright and what does copyright mean. And there's some universities that have great documentation on how to ask for a letter or letters of requesting textbook material that have already done that, and so you can apply that to your own needs. So someone was asking, can a sponsor access a book in order to teach a student? And the answer is yes. You also could just go into, and I'm on the website right now, go into Advanced Search and go to Freely Available Books. There's 4,000 titles in there that anyone can have access with or without a membership. And those are within the, let me just open this up. You're going to see the different file forms. So there's the DAISY, which allows for navigation. There's also BRF, which is refreshable burial, HTML files, and TXT that don't allow for navigation. So if you're using Bookshare, please use the accessible format as well. There's one other question here, and I'm going to finish with Jessica. So Jessica, just get ready. I have one more question. Where can I find information on the letter? It says, I do not understand. We scan here. So if you scan, you could also be a volunteer if you wanted to and send that book or information to Bookshare to increase their collection. And there's information on that that Christina can share with you.
Right. Right. So you'll see on the top of our website the volunteer option. If you select that, you'll get more information about volunteer options. It is a great way to share your scanned books. And for those individuals who may not have the money to pay for an annual membership, they can actually sign up to be a volunteer and help us proofread process books. And it will give them credit back for paying for their membership and getting access to books. So that's something that most people don't know about, but it is an option for those people who can't afford the annual membership. But yeah, we encourage sharing of scanned books. Like I mentioned, we have about 25 partnerships with universities who are already scanning books, so they're sharing those scans with us. And so it just is a great way to build the collection and reach more individuals with print disabilities.
Great. I'm going to open the mic to Jessica, and this is our last question before closing our session today. So, Jessica, are you there?
I'm here.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Definitely.
Okay, my question is about the free membership for individual students who are already registered through a school organization. What books will they have access to? For example, if we've downloaded textbooks for them, would they be allowed to access those at home, or is it a totally new process where they download what they want at home?
Right, so with students, and I'm going to speak to the K-12 students, who are on an organizational membership and you as the educator are downloading the NIMAC source books for them, they will not be able to go home and just start downloading NIMAC books, but you can save those textbooks onto a jump drive, a USB drive, or a CD, and send that home with the child, and so they can use that on their computer.
Okay, would they then be able to download the free version of Read Out Loud?
Yes.
With their membership. Okay.
Right. So they will have access to the free reading tools and then the rest of our collection, which is like 80,000 books.
Right. So. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Christina, I want to thank you for a great session today. This brings a close to the session. If you do have any further questions, please email myself at brenda.mcbride@humanware.com, or Christina, your email address?
ChristinaC@benetech.org.
And that's with a K at the very front.
Yeah, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-C.
Great. Thanks for joining us. We'll have some more presentations here in the future, and good luck to you as you move forward into the school year. We look forward to hearing about your students' successes, and we look forward to seeing you at conferences. We will be out and about at conferences like Closing the Gap, ATIA, the International Dyslexia Association. So please come by and visit us, and also send us ideas on other pieces of information that you would like to have more presentations on. So with that, enjoy the rest of your summer, those people that are not back in the school, and we look forward to seeing you back here in our webinar room. So thanks, Christina. Have a good day.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.